News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, to Limerick now, and a move to have a voluntary ban on posters in the upcoming local elections. Local Fianna Fáil councillor and deputy mayor of Limerick City and County, Michael Collins, joins us now. Michael, why do we not need election posters in your view?
Well, Shane, for many reasons, really. First of all, posters by their plastic nature are an environmental hazard, and there's a public health issue as well. With climate change, and we're trying to tackle climate change, we're trying to ban the use of plastics, and Minister Bruton is currently trying to bring in legislation to ban once-off plastics. So I think it's now time that we would ban plastic election posters nationally from political life once and for all.
Sorry, just the plastic being what? The bit that's used to secure the posters, or is there plastic actually used in the poster itself?
Both. The poster itself is made from what's known as corrugated, which is a plastic material. And then the poster, which is attached to the pole, is attached normally by a plastic cable tie. And these cable ties last for many years after. You probably see cable ties all around the country on poles, the length and breadth of the country, which are there 20 years after the event.
Okay. What you're saying, it's hard to argue with the logic of it. There is a bit of me, though, that likes the idea of election posters. You know, we're fortunate to live in a benign democracy. Not that many people around the world can say that. And posters, in some way, are kind of a celebration of that. And, you know, politicians putting themselves in the shop window. And is it a little over the top to talk about removing them?
I don't think so. We have many other mediums for getting our message across now as public representatives or indeed candidates for elections, where we have huge use of social media, where we can connect with people of all age groups and demographics, people of all.
Okay. So what are you planning? Are there a number of you who are going to remove those posters?
Yeah, so We at local level, I tabled a motion at our district meeting of the Newcastle West Municipal District last week, and I was supported by my other five colleagues on that committee to do a voluntary ban in our district. But it's my intention to take it to full council and to circulate other local authorities as well. I would hope that there will be a national ban ultimately, but that will be for each local authority to deal with that.
And Michael, is the goal that Limerick would be poster-free in the upcoming local elections?
That's my intention, Shane. That's what I would like to see. I've just outlined the environmental hazards of postering. There's safety issues. There's health and safety issues for people erecting and taking down posters. Posters blowing down in stormy weather, which is a huge, huge problem every year trying to deal with that, the safety issue.
Okay.
There's a safety issue for motorists as well. If posters are put in dangerous junctions,
all right, okay,
it can create a safety hazard as well. So it goes beyond the environmental issue, but the environmental issue is predominantly the main issue, but there are others as well.
All right, fascinating proposal. We see how that gets on. Michael Collins, local Fianna Fáil councillor, deputy mayor of Limerick City and County. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.